ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। थैंक यू फॉर सच ए हैप्पी एंड ब्यूटिफुल वेलकम। आई वॉज थिंकिंग दैट डू यू ऑल गेट टू डांस और नॉट, बिकॉज आई नो दैट before we used to have lot of cultural programs and dancing. So I was happy to see that there was a dance. One time I was passing the history hall. During Brahma Baba's time there was only one hall, and that was history hall. You all know history hall, yes? No? Yes. So Baba there was like, you know, you all do like this, but in an angelic way. Now when I start going in trance, so like I am dancing there. So even here, hands were moving, all that. But this we call, one is dance, other is called ras. Ras is like, you know, they show Sri Krishna and gopis and in a rhythm like, which is not with the music, but it is something like super senses joy. And when you are in super senses joy, you feel like dancing. So when you feel like dancing, then your organs are moving, but they look very, very angelic. You know, so we call that as ras, right? You have heard word ras, ras leela. Yes? Maybe one day we will do ras leela. So Baba, when I looked through the window, was doing ras on his own. And that scene I can't forget, that he was in so much super senses joy that he was dancing with Shiv Baba very beautifully. Yeah. So in Brahmin culture, super senses joy and ras is part of our culture. Happiness is very important. There is a saying that happiness is like a diet. You can eat everything, you can feed your body, but if you're not happy, your face will not be cheerful. Your skin color, when you are happy, it blossoms, is shining, is bright. And when you are not happy, somebody says that it becomes like a dry prune, because there is no smile, no beauty, no sparkle, right? But Baba's, all the children should always be happy. Even the theme which Baba has given for this month is all attainments, emperor of the land free from sorrow, carefree king, right? So are you all carefree kings? Yes? Let me see hands. Carefree kings, everyone. Wow. So our topic is renunciation with love. Is it renunciation which increases love, or it is love which helps us to be renunciate? Once Mama, or I think Didi Manmohini, said, or Dadi Gulzar, somebody, one of Dadis said, if you have to throw garbage, will you be happy or sad? And if there is someone who is offering you to take all your garbage and burn it, you should feel happy, no? So, renunciation of what? With whatever is useless, whatever is waste. But one of the habit which some or other most of us have, so you go in your garage and you see a lot of stuff which you know you are not using, right? So you spend a day, you sort out, you keep on the side and you are supposed to throw. Then you look at it, maybe I should keep it, it could be useful. Okay, we again sort out and half of the garbage stuff I take out again by saying, I can use it sometimes. Is it right? You agree? So half of that we keep, half we throw. Then next time again after 1 month, again we say, but maybe we should, because some more have accumulated, let me sort out, throw some, right? So sometimes that habit of keeping the old stuff by thinking it could be useful, we don't throw it. So renunciation also, some do step by step. Not immediately, let me, like Baba gave example of surrender. One is surrender where Baba gives example of with one sword, finish. So we all did renunciation of all the five vices. Lust. But when Mama said to me one time, I was very new, Mama said, jealousy is the leftover of lust. So I said, jealousy? Yeah, who won't have jealousy? So even if you are like kind of comparing and or in other words, even there are desires, because in Hindi the lust is called kaam, and then they say kaamnai means desires. Any kind of desires are there. So that means you know, lustful in the sense of it could be greed, it could be material things. I think all of us, when we come to Baba, we renounce vices, right? But Mama said that if you have a chronic disease, you recover, but there is weakness. Weaknesses are left. So for a while we notice there is a lot of intoxication when we come to Baba. And we kind of start renunciation starts with in a very physical way. Like you want to just give everything to be used in worthwhile way. So it's not only vices, but also materially. I remember in our culture we wear a lot of jewelry, diamond, gold, this thing. And when I came, I looked at Mama. I took everything, my bangles, my rings. I have to renounce. I have to use it in yajna seva. So renunciation do happen, but in the gross way. So renunciation, Baba says, should not be visible as renunciation, but as fortune. In our culture in India, if someone wears white, is not considered auspicious. That means you should have some ornament, some colored clothes. If you're wearing just plain white, it's only when women get widow, they wear white. So everyone has to have something. So I remember when we used to start wearing white, a lot of people looked at us. But our intoxication is that I am married to God now. I remember a lot of people will ask us, you all are renunciate, but your faces look very bright. One time I was traveling in Air India, which I do all the time. So a man was sitting with me, very young. Ma'am, can I ask you, are you in love with someone? So I smiled, I said, yeah, of course. Can I know the name? Can I know where he is? So I thought it's a good chance to tell about my love with God. So I started sharing. But I was also wondering how he came to know. Then he said, because when you smile, there is some kind of feeling that you are in love with someone. So when Baba says, no, that we should have smiling face, not I'm trying to smile, but my face is smiling. You see the difference, right? When you are cheerful, you are happy, you are in love, your smile also indicates, it shows love. So renunciation in love, with love, for love, shows that love, shows that fortune. And you are able to, with lot of intoxication, give introduction of Baba. Other time I was sitting and there was a passenger. He was Muslim from Lucknow. He said, sometimes when they don't travel often, they have a lot of questions. So he asked me 2-3 questions and I was a bit quiet. And he said, can I tell you one thing? I said, what? He said, you have a good temper. So I said, thank you. But I said, oh, he knows because he hasn't. So the fortune in form of virtues. Fortunes in the form of being cheerful. Fortune in the form of feeling, others feel also love from you. You know there is a lady, her name is Hugging Mother. Yeah, you heard about her? She hugs people, hugs. In New York one time, 10,000 people in a church she hugged. And one time I was sitting at the airport and all these men, women will come and she will hug them and they are so happy. So when I entered the flight, one of the air hostess, "Are you hugging mother?" I said, "No, no, no, I am not." Because I thought before everyone start putting their hands around me, we don't want anyone to touch us, right? And she's hugging mother. So then they say, "But what kind of mother you are if you are not hugging mother?" So fortune, at every step, wherever we are, our presence should make people feel, what is the real fortune? What is the real fortune? Is our joy, is our happiness, is our love, also our sweetness. Two, 3 days ago, Eric from Montreal, he was asking me a few questions in a Vyakti Parivar. He said, "Sweet, sweet, sweet. Why we say sweet 3 times? I said, "We are sweet. But someone is loud. It's little mixed, kind of not very sweet. But you still remain sweet. Then there is third person who is also not sweet, but you remain sweet." Right? Whatever sanskar anyone has, I have to be sweet. So the bitterness of vices, bitterness of irritation, frustration, disappointed, disillusioned. So these are the weaknesses of vices, the traces which are left. And now at this time, we have to be complete renunciation in the sense of all the weaknesses have to be removed. So that means it's not viceless. But what is the word after viceless? What is the word? Degree? All viceless and? Say it. All virtues. Viceless and all virtues. There are some people who are viceless, but no cheerfulness, no happiness, no peace. You don't see anything. But Baba's children, we are not only viceless, but we are all virtuous. That's our fortune, that's our nature. All virtues. Yesterday, some sisters came from Australia. They didn't know the difference between eternal and original. Because we practice a lot of our, what is my eternal stage? Because that's also renunciation. I am soul, and 7 of my virtues are eternal. And original are of golden age, of deities. So when we are in eternal, we are like angels. And then when we have original, we are like deities. Our eyes bestow blessings. Our hands always. People keep saying bye and we say bless you, right? Your hand raises these days, right? No? Anyone say yes? Bless you. We don't say through mouth. So renunciation is okay of vices. But all virtues in our degree are very, very important. Because that's our decoration of a goddess or god. But then as we move along, real renunciation is of I and mine. One time Dadi Janaki said, very few teachers forget whom they didn't give course. That means as soon as a person, oh, I gave course to this one. I gave course to, she said, they never forget that I gave course. That means suddenly I is there, right? But one, two blessings I remember from Baba. Once, you know, those days Baba used to say, bring VIPs and our conferences should have international guests. So we used to bring a lot of VIPs. I remember one time there were 10, 11. And there were two presidents, one of Costa Rica and one was retired, one from somewhere. There was a two gurus, very famous. There was a UN Under Secretary General. I mean, quite a big group we brought. So they were all in conference and, you know. So they used to see how Baba's children, family serves, right? So when they all had left, then Baba came. So we all went in front of Baba, and that time Baba used to meet personally. So when I went in front of Baba, because most of these guests were connected with the USA, Baba said, you did good service. It was special. I said, but Baba, when you do everything, why you praise us? So Baba says, so I said, well, we are just instruments. When you also not have awareness or forget, not have awareness, I am the instrument. You see the subtle renunciation. Not that I am instrument, it's Baba who did it. There is a word called nimit. We can say instrument, but nimit is like someone is using you. Baba ne hame nimit banaya hai. That's our language. Baba ne mujhe nimit banaya hai. It's not I am instrument, but Baba has made me instrument. So even instrument conscious, there is a renunciation. So Baba said in Hindi very beautifully, that even if you have specialities, but even if that renunciation of my specialities is not there, that's true renunciation. And Baba will make you instrument more and more in unlimited way if you don't have this consciousness. If you have consciousness of I, Baba cannot make it unlimited because then it's you. I don't know if I'm making it clear, but what I'm saying that renunciation is very subtle. First in a very physical way, and then it's very subtle where all the time Baba does this. I meet a lot of Nivasis these days. So yesterday there was two instruments who were 14-year-old when they came to serve. Now they had been serving since maybe 40, 50 years. And they were remembering how Dadis loved us, and it's because of their love. 35 years they had been cooking or buying vegetables. Or, you know, when you think of 30 years, you keep cooking every day, or buy vegetables, or buy milk. Lot of seva, right? But one thing they were remembering is either Baba or Dadi Prakashmani. But there was not like even little bit feeling of I. Because this very subtle I, either it could be body consciousness or it could be ego. But what I think, even here, everywhere, from where they learned all this? They didn't go to university. They didn't go to learn skills, and they're doing so good. Take away food for those who travel 3 days up to Bangalore, or their trains take 2-3 days. And they were telling me how creative they are. That they have to cook something which can stay for 3 days. So what kind of vegetables, what kind of pickles, what kind of chapatis? It's only their love that they think of what can we cook for them to take. Family, it's like a family. So our specialties are not from universities. Our specialties are from Baba and for love for family and yajna. So if renunciation, total renunciation is there, you will get lot of qualifications or lot of virtues. Our virtues are different than virtues of Laukik people. So in the beginning, you know, if we notice a Brahmin getting upset or angry, so we use, how can you get angry? Baba's children. So we went to Mama and we said, Mama, sometimes Laukik people have more patience. They are more sweet than Brahmins. So Mama said, theirs are not divine virtues. So I said, what's the difference? Patience is patience, whether it's a Laukik person or a Brahmin. Tolerance is tolerance. So Mama said that in their tolerance, there could be some kind of personal interest, and their kind of tolerance could be subservient sometimes. But your tolerance is because of Baba's task, because of your aim, that I want to be angel, I want to be a deity, so your tolerance is different. So our virtues, confluence age virtues are godly. Golden age virtues are divine. Godly virtues changing into divine virtue. Now you will say, what is the difference? Godly virtues are virtues, Baba's ocean of love. So I have to be master ocean of love. What is Baba's love? Children must study. Children must have good dharana. Now in golden age, love is not of that kind. In golden age, Lakshmi Narayan won't say, study. Will they say? No. But here Baba says, love means you should study. So godly virtues. And then there are divine virtues. So our virtues are different than Laukik people. So I always say that some Baba's children remember viceless. But what about second one? All virtuous. Many times some of the sanskars, they cannot be transformed, but you can cultivate new ones. let's say you have habit of getting irritated or upset, it has to be renounced. But if you can cultivate or inculcate patience, tolerance, love, that sanskar will go, change. So some try to change the sanskar, but actually you can replace sanskars of vices into virtues. Why I get upset? Lack of patience. So I get irritated. Why can't you? You are punctual, other one is not. So you get very upset because you want to reach in time. But if I inculcate tolerance or patience, adjustment, all the virtues and powers at confluence age, then transformation happens, right? So our process of renunciation by inculcation of all virtues, so viceless and all virtuous. And then when you are inculcating virtues, virtue also is a power, right? Like tolerance is a virtue, but also power. So Almighty, I am becoming Master Almighty. Baba is bestower, I am also becoming Master Bestower. So we should, renunciation is important. But why Baba connect renunciation with tapasya? It's only when you are renunciate that you can be tapasvi. Otherwise, whatever is not renounced will pull your intellect. You can't be tapasvi. It will pull your intellect. That is why whatever we have, even materially, we say it belongs to Baba. It should be used in worthwhile way. But also even yesterday or day before, we had been listening to Ramesh Bhai, no, Brother Ramesh, who was our lawyer and accountant for whole organization. He was telling us all surrender bhikkhus should also make a will. So I said, but what do we have? Few clothes and something like that. But he used to say, if you don't make, you should make will, so that whatever is there goes to yagya. But also, if you don't make will, your intellect in the end will be pulled for something or other. Or your family would want to know what you had, where it went. One dadi was in yagya for 20 plus years. When she left body, her family came. And first thing they're asking, where are her belongings? What belongings? When she came, what she brought? So, how real renunciate means my intellect should and will not be pulled by anything, whether it is material things, whether it is relationships or circumstances. These are the three things pull the intellect, right? Either material things, anything you have, at least one other person should know. Human relationships, there is very subtle pull or attachment, very subtle. In the end, it has to be Baba, Baba's remembrance, Baba's thoughts. And third is, somebody said before leaving body, I want to tell you what this person did to me. He said something which really hurt me. So that person is holding hurt. Because that also intellect is pulled. So true renunciate really means that there is only remembrance of one. Because all that which is connected, attached with the intellect has to be forgotten, has to be renounced. And renunciation keep happening. Nobody can say, I am 100% renunciate. How will you know until there are some tests or circumstances? And one thing with renunciation, you feel light, very light, devil light. Everything belongs to Baba. And there is a magic when you say everything belongs to Baba. Nothing of yours will be lost ever. I have so many experiences that nothing is lost. It will come to you. You will not be ever deceived by anyone. No one will come and take away or deceive you for cannot do it, won't be. Everything belongs to Baba. So Baba is the protector. Baba will take care. So renunciation is the fortunate one. Everything belongs to Baba. My intellect shouldn't be pulled. And very, very light, double light. Baba renounced everything. Now 88 years. What has happened? It has grown, right? I came when there was very little Pandava woman. Very few could stay. And now we have so many Babas, beautiful, not only in Mount Abu, but all over world, all over India. Big, big, big buildings. Every center, big buildings. It's Babas and few others who surrender their wealth. From that wealth, what has happened today? That's called fortune also. Generally, things decreases, they diminish. But here, it's abundance. So when I renounce and surrender, what happens to that? It's like a seed sown and hundreds of fruits just from one seed. So all of us have to churn, we have to think that why nothing has to be wasted. That means I have to make it use in a worthwhile way. Make use of it in a worthwhile way. So that my last moments I know I am free. someone had been asking about royal bondages. So whether it is relationship with body or laukik, alaukik, material things, long list, right? So create your fortune of all attainments, right? Okay, it's so lovely to see big family here. And was it yesterday? There is Vietnam family, right? They brought a lot of toli. So it came to us, so we have brought toli for you. And also a gift for you, toli and gift, right? Blessing card. Bhumi Ben will tell you what gift we have. So everyone is okay, right? Yes? Don't get sick, right? No one. Wear enough warm clothes. Keep drinking hot water, right? If you drink hot water, even if there is something in your stomach, it will get clean. Hot water. Okay, Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Then we will remember Baba. Yeah. Rajni Ben is here?
Yeah, she's
here. Where is she? Rajni Ben has been helping Vijay Bhai, everyone. Rajni Ben, aajo aapko phool dete. That's good. No. I think most of you must have about Avyakti Parivar, right? How many of you know? So last year we made a timeless calendar. How many? Everyone got timeless calendar? No? Okay, we have some. But then this year we had another thought, and that was we have created this pack of 100 blessing cards. How many of you would like to serve 100 souls? Those who will serve will get this pack. Right? You go to your doctor. Anywhere you go, you feel that that person is interested, you just give this very beautiful written, designed, every blessing card. Different design, different color, different blessing. Very beautifully created. Judy is there, right? Judy, thanks for that. So we have produced, and we keep giving as many, in the sense of we print 5,000, then another 5,000, whether calendars or that, both. So for next year, if you have any idea, we are thinking what we will do. So every year, Avyakti Parivar makes one gift.